AircheckDownloads.com. American Top
40. AT40 originates in Hollywood. Here's the first recording artist in the 80s to place two hits in the top five at the same time. It hasn't happened since back in 1979 when Donna Summer did it. Donna was in the top five simultaneously with Dim All the Lights and her duet with Barbra Streisand, No More Tears. The artist who does it now in the 80s is in with the hit song Beat It, and the smash that spent seven consecutive weeks at number one now drops to number five. Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. She was more like Michael Jackson's Billie Jean, after seven consecutive weeks at number one, falls to number five. Now, working our way toward the four biggest hits in the USA, let's check out the tops of Billboard's other charts. Number one on the album chart is the LP featuring the song we just heard, Billie Jean. It's the album Thriller by Michael Jackson. Number one on the soul chart is Atomic Dog by George Clinton. Number one on the country chart is American Made by the Oak Ridge Boys. And on the pop singles chart, we're up to a song that's at number four for the second week. A song by the Greg Kinn Band, Jeopardy. They've been together for 8 years now. They formed back in Berkeley, California, and they are the Greg Kinn Band at number four again this week with Jeopardy. The three biggies are coming right up. It's from coast to coast. It's from coast to coast. American Top 40. American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem, and we're getting closer and closer to number one.
Number three.
It Sticks and Mr. Roboto. Mr. Roboto by Styx out of Chicago. Their sixth consecutive week in the top ten, second week at number three. The current hit by Dexy's Midnight Runners is built around a famous Irish lullaby. A lullaby that was a big hit in the 1940s for the biggest selling recording artist of all time. Details coming up. We're counting down the hits the way they're ranked by Billboard magazine. I'm Casey Kasem. Now we're up to the second of Michael Jackson's two concurrent top five hits. It's the hot follow-up to his number one smash, Billie Jean, which we heard at number five. Climbing three big notches to number two, here's Beat It. Michael Jackson on American Top 40, third week in the top 10, moving from 10 to 5 to this week, number two, Beat It. Now, we're up to the new number one song in America. The tune that's partially based on a famous Irish lullaby called Tura Lura Lura. Back in 1944, it was recorded by the biggest selling recording artist of all time. It was a top 10 smash. And here's a little piece of that song. Tura-loo. From 1944, that's the legendary Bing Crosby with one of his many, many hit songs. That one got to number four, Bing's version of Tura Lura Lural. That Irish lullaby is known all over the world. And recently, Englishman Kevin Rowland, who's of Irish descent, adapted part of that lullaby when he wrote a song for his group, Dexy's Midnight Runners. And now, that song has hit the top. The new number one song in the land is Come On, Eileen. Dexy's Midnight Runners and the new number one song in the USA this week, Come On, Eileen. And there you have them. The 40 most popular records in America determined by Billboard magazine for the week ending April 23rd, 1983. American Top 40 is produced in Hollywood by Watermark ABC Radio Enterprises. Executive producer Tom Rounds, producer Don Bastani. With Meryl Schindler, Matt Wilson, Daryl Morton, Dana Schwartzwalder, Kristen Kelly, Renee Jean Hill, Mike Williams, Chris Hart, and Ron Shapiro. I'm Casey Kasem. Join me next week, and again, we'll count down the 40 most popular songs in the USA. Till then, keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
AircheckDownloads.com.